You want to read 682 also, or?
Yes, please, those two together.
681, authorize a grant agreement with LifeWorks Northwest for the use of U.S. Department of Justice, Office of Justice Programs, Bureau of Justice Assistance Grant Programs, funds in an amount not to exceed $220,000 for agency personnel expenses for the New Options for Women program. And 682, authorize a grant agreement with LifeWorks Northwest in an amount not to exceed $100,000 for fiscal year 2016 agency expenses for the New Options for Women program.
Great. I understand Sergeant Staples is here. There he is. Come on up, please. Good morning.
I'm Sergeant Norman Staples with the Portland Police Bureau Sex Trafficking Unit. And for the past few years, we have partnered with LifeWorks Northwest in helping rescued women and victims of sex trafficking to LifeWorks Northwest for helping them get out of the life of sex trafficking for chemical dependency and mental health treatment. Kendra Harding is here to talk about LifeWorks Northwest.
I'm the program coordinator for the New Options for Women program with LifeWorks Northwest. And for those of you who may not know the details about the program, we've been partnering with the Portland Police for many years to provide services for case management, mental health services, and chemical dependency for women who have been affected by the sex industry and experienced sexual exploitation. So our program, we're really proud to say that we have a survivor on staff who can connect with them on a peer level and take them to a lot of different community events and meetings and things that they wouldn't otherwise be able to do if they didn't have that support from a mentor. We also have a variety of group therapy that can provide them support and services when exiting the life of prostitution through mental health and chemical dependency needs as well. So they're with us approximately 5 days per week, so we have a lot of engagement with the women that we serve, and we have a variety of court-mandated women who come to our program, as well as a variety of self-referral women as well. So even without that court mandate, a lot of women are seeking our services and really getting what they need. We have women who graduate who have had jobs that they've never been able to achieve before. They've gone back to school, and they've completed their probation, which they've never done in the past, and getting off paper for the first time, which is a huge success.
Thank you. Questions? Or either of these two partners.
I'm just curious. We've funded this program, I think, what, 5, maybe 6 years? And
yes, sir.
So are we seeing more or less survivors in the last year or two coming through the program? And not a reflection of the program, just trying to get a picture of what's going on out there.
It's been about consistent, I would say, and that's through more women hearing about our program and in coming to us who are self-referrals. So it's been, the numbers have been, I would say, consistent.
So steady over the 5 years or so?
Okay. I'm guessing that's because you're full all the time, right?
Full all the time?
Yeah. Are all your beds occupied at?
Fully occupied, fully programmed, fully staffed up. And
is there a waiting list or?
No, there's no waiting list. We're an intensive outpatient program, so our women don't live on site with us, but We are able to respond and get them in for services within 48 hours.
That's good to know. So you're not turning anyone away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Great.
And there is a residential component of it that we used to fund, right?
LifeWorks Northwest does have a residential program. It's called Project Network. So if we do have someone who may not benefit from an outpatient level of care, we do have the option to connect them to a residential program within LifeWorks. So, yeah.
Other questions? Thank you both very much. Thanks for being here. Anyone else want to speak on these items?
I have three people signed up. Okay. Please come on up. Mary Eng, Charles Johnson, and Laura Vanderklein.
Come on up.
Vanderlyn.
Good morning, City Council. My name is Mary Eng. Is the time rolling? I would love to meet with the lady who just spoke. I missed her name, and Sergeant Staples, and talk with them and get some cards so I could pass them out on a voluntary basis if I happen to find someone who might need those services. I really appreciate your interest in this, and I think what we have in the Pacific Northwest is an opportunity to move towards a full pattern of what is described in sex trafficking theory as the Nordic model. There's currently a very vibrant debate going on between people who want decriminalization of sex, such as the sort of German Walmart of brothels kind of approach, where sex trafficking is rampant at an all-time high. The Netherlands model did not work. Perhaps it was a noble experiment. But I tend to go towards the Swedish model, where a lot of incredible women who have exited sex trafficking have come forward and described the incredible amounts of violence they've suffered. And there's currently a controversy with Amnesty International, which the No Amnesty for Pimps campaign is working on the fact that amnesty has sort of been invaded by pimp agencies who want to promote the commodification of women's bodies. And from the Nordic model perspective, it's coming from an inherent gender equity basis, which has, you know, been more active in Norway and Sweden. And this Nordic model is moving to England in terms of discussion. Jeremy Corbyn, the leader of the Labour opposition, made some move to say decrim. Well, we all want decriminalization of sex trafficking. The real question is, what kind of attitude are we going to have to pimps, or as they say in England, punters or johns? And even within the government of England, we have a notorious cocaine addict running the Chancellor of the Exchequer, George Osborne, who's prostitute or, shall we say, a sex worker. I really don't care for that word. I apologize. Has written an expose book about his drug addictions, his interest in sadomasochism. And we have such a kind of a lack of leadership. And I think the only way we're going to get through such difficult issues is for more heroic survivors to come forward, share their stories. I'm very, very excited about the fact that there's a survivor on staff, because I think people really feel alone when they're trafficked. Often there are issues with refugee status, with documentation status, with passports being held. I think I'm just going to let it go. And thank you very much. It's lovely to see all of you.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning.
I'm at a loss of words.
Just give us your name first, sorry. Just put your name in the
record. I'm an artist.
Yes.
I'm at a loss of words. We're talking about people with that are vulnerable, women that are vulnerable. You hired people that came into the city. You hired people that came into the city to reach out to the community. You hired those people, Rosenbaum and Watson, LLP, that are supposed to train our police officers to work in a crisis situation. You, sir, hired them. I know that you've been watching those meetings. Your commissioner was there. It is a zoo. A lot of those people that come there may be victims of sex trafficking. And they're being attacked. Rosenbaum and Watson are creating a mental health crisis, and you're doing nothing about it. Nothing. Nothing. You have security people walking around harassing people. What are you going to do about it, sir?
Thanks, but this is about...
What are you going to do about it?
We're going to talk about sex trafficking.
She has a minute and 30 seconds.
Don't
interrupt her.
These are victims.
Thank you very much.
Of all sorts. I still have 1 minute. Don't interrupt me.
Go ahead.
You were there, Commissioner Fritz. Why are you smiling at me? I am not smiling. This is not funny. People are being arrested for using their First Amendment right to speak, for airing their grievances. You sat there, just sat there the entire time. That whole thing is supposed to be about community engagement. And you just sat there and thanked Watson and Rosenbaum and Kathleen Sadat. Thank them for their work. It was a circus, a circus, a circus, a circus,
a circus, and you sat there and thanked her. You, sir, brought them into the city. From Chicago, from messy Chicago. You hired them. You, and you're still working with them. You're getting ready to hire another chair with them without the consult of the people. You better listen to the people.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Good morning, Commissioners. For the record, my name is Charles Johnson, and as Commissioner Fritz, I'm much more satisfied with your question and attentiveness, pointing out that LifeWorks Northwest apparently has a separate program offering inpatient services. But I think that confusion, the lack of specific numbers, we've had a nebulous discussion about there's a nonprofit running a program or two, and they're helping some of the women that are stuck in a horrible situation. No specific numbers other than the money. And you're all elected with a fiduciary duty to take care of money to provide maximum good to the maximum number of human beings. The human being number is the number that I wish had been more a part of this presentation. To know how many women have recidivism is a crappy word for this situation, but it may be applicable. How many women have been successfully able to reboot their lives and work in a career that's the career of their choice without exploitation and oppression from men? That's what we want LifeWorks money to do. Certainly, I'm in favor of you voting for this program. But as the previous testimony indicated, we had a settlement hearing about a program that came out of the Department of Justice, the United States of America versus the City of Portland, for problems with police misconduct impacting mentally ill people and people appearing to have mental illness. Two people were removed from that meeting in handcuffs, arrested, booked. Instead of just giving citations and walking away, they were run through the booking process in the county jail. 6 months ago, a person in crisis here, Mr. Barry Joe Stull, who's been on trial this week, had what was clearly a psychiatric-related mental health episode. There shouldn't be any doubts about it. But we as a city criminalized it, paid for a person who's got stabilizing housing federally financed to also sleep in the jail for 77 days and then get booted back out onto the street. Fortunately, his supportive housing was still there. So we still have hard work to do to make the rubber meet the road for best expenditures and best services to people who are in crisis. But please do vote for this so that all those women who are stuck in whatever situation, whether it's on 82nd, wherever the other hotspots are, or in brothels regarding human trafficking brought to this area. You know, I came to Portland by choice. I'm thrilled to be here, but it's painful to know that there may be women essentially in slavery that need to get connected with this program. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Anyone else? Okay, these are emergency ordinances. Let's take a vote on the first one, please, 681.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I want to thank Sergeant Staples and the officers who work in the sex trafficking or human trafficking division of the Portland Police Bureau. Also want to thank LifeWorks Northwest for running a program. I've had a chance to visit this program early on in its inception, and I think it has a successful track record of helping women to find life off the streets. And we need to continue. It's a very tough challenge to get women into different, more productive lifestyles. There's a lot of issues around it, and it's tough work. So I think LifeWorks and Portland Police have the right approach here, which recognizes that these women are survivors and they need support to be successful. Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Very much appreciate all of your work, and I appreciate the mayor as police commissioner that this wasn't even considered as a cut when the Police Bureau was looking at its budget this year, as it has in the past. It does help about 100 women and girls every year, and there need to be options for people to be able to escape the misery and abuse of sex trafficking. So thank you for providing this funding, and thank you for all of your work. Aye.
Niels.
Yeah, this approach that the Police Bureau is taking in this partnership with LikeWorks is, you know, one of the better things I think that's going on in public safety in our city, just treating the victims of this traffic as victims and then focusing on the crime of purchasing sex rather than on the victim of trafficking who may be providing sexual services. So it's just an enlightened approach, and I appreciate it. And it's a couple of examples like this, the service coordination team being another, where we focus on getting somebody out of the life, out of addiction in those cases, out of a criminal record, a pattern of criminal records, and back into community. And it takes a lot of work. It's intensive, difficult work that the LifeWorks staff do. So we want to thank you and acknowledge you for doing that work. And again, I want to commend the Police Bureau for just the whole philosophy and consistent partnership that they've had with LifeWorks and other people in the community that want to do the right thing the right way. And that's exactly what this is. Thank you. Aye. Okay, and the second one, 682. Okay.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Hale?
Aye.